Welcome to Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Stan Heck. Batting second, the second baseman, Billy Hermann. Batting third, the left fielder, Augie Gallen. Batting fourth, the center fielder, Hank Lieber. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Bill Nicholson. Batting sixth, the catcher, Gabby Hartnett. Batting seventh, the first baseman, Rip Russell. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Bobby Maddock. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Charlie Root. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Charlie Root. For the Pittsburgh Pirates, batting in the leadoff spot, the right fielder, Paul Wehner. Batting second, the shortstop, Archie Vaughn. Batting third, the center fielder, Bob Elliott. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Maurice Van Robays. Batting fifth, the first baseman, L.B. Fletcher. Batting sixth, the second baseman, Bill Brubaker. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Frankie Gustin. Batting eighth, the catcher, Joe Schultz. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Oad Swigert. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Oad Swigert. And now, play ball. Stan Heck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heck hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wehner. Heck reaches second base with a double. Billy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann takes first base on ball four. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brubaker fields it and throws to second for the out. Heck moves to third. One out. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gustin fields it and throws to second for the out. Heck scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Cubs. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates 0. The Pirates will come to bat. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Cubs, 1, Pirates, 1. Archie Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn hits a fly ball into center field. Lieber settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hermann settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Maurice Van Robays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Robays hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Nicholson. Van Robays reaches second base with a double. L.B. Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher hits a fly ball into center field. Lieber settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is called out on strikes. One out. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gustin fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Maddock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brubaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates won. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Brubaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brubaker hits a pop-up towards short. Maddox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Root is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Root hits a fly ball into left field. Van Robey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Hack hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wehner who is chasing the ball. Hack reaches third base with a triple. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brubaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0-for-1 in the game. Gallen hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Elliott. Gallen reaches second base with a double. Hack scores. It's 2-1, Cubs. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Lieber hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gallen scores. It's 3-1, Cubs. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-1 in the game. Nicholson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Oad Swigert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swigert hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Wehner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Arky Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 0-for-1 in the game. Vaughn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0-for-1 in the game. Elliott hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Nicholson who is chasing the ball. Elliott reaches third base with a triple. Vaughn goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2 Cubs. Maurice Van Robeys is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Robeys is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Van Robeys hits a line drive into center field. Lieber settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Hartnett hits a fly ball into left field. Van Robey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0-for-1 in the game. Russell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Van Robey's. Russell reaches second base with a double. Bobby Maddock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddock is 0-for-1 in the game. Maddock hits a fly ball into center field. Elliott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Root is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Root is 0 for 1 in the game. Root hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Russell scores. It's 4-2, Cubs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a triple. Hack hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gustine settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. LB Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0 for 1 in the game. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Brubaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brubaker is 0 for 1 in the game. Brubaker strikes out. Two outs. Frankie Gustine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustine is 0 for 1 in the game. Gustine hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 0 for 1 in the game. Schultz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Russell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Schultz for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Herman hits a fly ball into right field. Wainer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Gallen hits a fly ball into center field. Elliott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Lieber hits a fly ball into right field. Wainer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Oad Swigert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swigert is 0 for 1 in the game. Swigert hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Paul Wainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wainer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Wainer hits a line drive into center field. Lieber settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Arky Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Vaughn hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Nicholson. Vaughn reaches second base with a double. Swigert moves to third. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Elliott hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Lieber, who is chasing the ball. Elliott reaches third base with a triple. Swigert scores. Vaughn scores. It's Cubs, 4, Pirates, 4. Maurice Van Robese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Robese is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Van Robese hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Elliott tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-4, Pirates. LB Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0 for 2 in the game. Fletcher hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hartnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 2 in the game. Nicholson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wainer. Nicholson reaches second base with a double. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0 for 2 in the game. Hartnett hits a fly ball into center field. Elliott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Nicholson moves to third. One out. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Russell hits a fly ball into center field. Elliott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Nicholson tags and scores. Two outs. It's Cubs, 5, Pirates, 5. Bobby Maddock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddock is 0 for 2 in the game. Maddock hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Brubaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates 5. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Brubaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brubaker is 0 for 2 in the game. Brubaker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gustin takes first base on ball 4. Joe Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 0 for 2 in the game. Schultz hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Oad Swigert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gustin. The throw from Hartnett and he is out, Maddock applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Root is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Root is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Root is called out on strikes. 1 out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a triple. Hack takes first base on ball 4. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Herman hits a fly ball into left field. Van Robey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Gallen hits a fly ball into right field. Wainer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates 5. The Pirates will come to bat. Oad Swigert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swigert is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Swigert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Wainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wainer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Wainer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Russell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wainer for the out. Two outs. Arky Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Vaughn hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Lieber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vaughn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Nicholson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-5, Cubs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0-for-3 in the game. Hartnett hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Schultz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Russell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Pirates 5. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 2-for-3 in the game, with two triples. He's got three RBIs. Elliott hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Herman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Maurice Van Robese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Robese is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Van Robese hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. LB Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0-for-3 in the game. Fletcher hits a pop-up towards first. Russell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Pirates 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 0-for-3 in the game. Maddox hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Charlie Root is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Root is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Root hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double, a triple, and a walk. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gustine fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Herman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Van Robese who is chasing the ball. Herman reaches third base with a triple. Hack goes all the way around to score. It's 7-5, Cubs. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Gallen hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Pirates 5. The Pirates will come to bat. Chuck Klein pinch hits for Bill Brubaker. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein strikes out. One out. Joe Bowman pinch hits for Frankie Gustine. Joe Bowman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fern Bell pinch runs for Joe Bowman. Joe Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 0-for-3 in the game. Schultz hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Nicholson. Schultz reaches second base with a double. Bell goes all the way around to score. It's 7-6 Cubs. Lloyd Wehner pinch hits for Oad Swigert. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Schultz scores. It's Cubs, 7, Pirates, 7. Larry French now pitching. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Wehner hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hermann catches it. Wehner is attempting to advance to second base. Here's the throw, and he's out. Double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Pirates 7. The Cubs will come to bat. Pep Young now playing second base. Reg Willick now playing third base. Rip Sewell now pitching. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Lieber hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Van Robes. Lieber reaches second base with a double. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Nicholson hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Schultz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0-for-4 in the game. Hartnett strikes out. Two outs. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Russell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lieber scores. Russell moves to second. It's 8-7, Cubs. Bobby Maddock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddock is 0-for-4 in the game. Maddock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Russell scores. It's 9-7, Cubs. Larry French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Pirates 7. The Pirates will come to bat. Arky Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hermann scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 2-for-4 in the game, with two triples. He's got three RBIs. Elliott hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Maurice Van Robes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Robes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Van Robes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Elliott moves to third. LB Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0-for-4 in the game. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maddock fields it and throws to second for the out. Elliott scores. Two outs. It's 9-8, Cubs. Pep Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hermann scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 9, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 8. Goodbye from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.